An ex-employee of a Whistler tow yard was arrested last week after he reportedly trespassed onto the yard and later resisted arrest, local RCMP said in a release. On Saturday, March 4, the man failed to heed multiple requests to leave the tow yard, from both a company representative and an officer who had arrived on the scene, police said. Mounties said the suspect resisted arrest by clinging to a nearby chain-link fence, according to the release. The man was subsequently taken into custody before being released with a future court date, police said. Police close file on Chicamas car keying. Local police have closed an investigation into a car that was reportedly keyed in Whistler's southernmost neighborhood last week, the RCMP said. The incident is believed to have occurred sometime between 8:30 p.m. on Tuesday, February 28 and 9 a.m. on March 1, while the vehicle was parked in a lot in the 1300 block of Cloudburst Drive in Chicamas Crossing. Mounties said the car's entire driver's side, as well as some of the passenger side, was damaged. The file was closed after the investigation, did not reveal any evidence or suspects, the release said. Stolen parking sign returned. Whistlerites love parking. So much, in fact, that one resident decided to bring home a souvenir of this beloved local pastime with them last week. On March 4, police said an officer was doing some proactive work when he noticed some possible stolen property, a parking sign belonging to a local operator, at a local staff housing complex. After confirming the operator wanted their sign back, the officer arranged its return. 6 roadside suspensions in past week. Whistler RCMP issued 6 immediate roadside prohibitions for impaired driving in the span of a week, according to a release. One of those suspensions involved a driver who crashed his car after having used drugs, police said in the release. The prohibitions ranged from 24 hours to 90 days, police said, depending on the level of impairment and any past impaired driving offenses. For the week spanning February 28 through March 6, Whistler RCMP dealt with 113 files in all, including half a dozen collision investigations and one mental health call.